Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse, and joining me today, Noah Cassie. Noah, how are you doing?
Doing great. Ready for the Did You Know Show today on this Tuesday?
Yeah, let's get into it. What do you got for us?
Okay, so I didn't know this one either. I'm learning a lot of things. Some of these that I usually do, I kind of know something about it, but this one, completely oblivious. Did you know Mexico's name is actually not Mexico?
No.
Yeah, it's not the official name of the country at all.
It's longer.
It is much longer. It's three words. So for about as long as our country has known anything, Northern and Central America has been on the map for decades, beyond decades, and it's always been Mexico. On every map you look at, says Mexico. But that is not the term of anything, actually. It did start in 1603 is when that term Mexico started being shown. But actually, it's actually called Estados Unidos Mexicanos, or United Mexican States. That's what the official name of Mexico actually is. Now, they did try to actually adopt the Mexico name of officially. It was in 2012. Mexican President Felipe Calderon put forward a motion to actually adopt Mexico as the official name of the nation. He claimed that it was time for the Mexicans to retake the beauty and simplicity of their motherland named Mexico, because that's what the whole world knows them as. That's any sport, any anything, right. It's always just Mexico. And so he tried to push for that, but his efforts did fail. And still to this day, on every one of their Mexican passports, it is stamped Estados Unidos Mexicanos. And so I guess it's just probably going to remain that, but yeah. They still go up in Mexico, but that is actually not their name. All our maps are incorrect.
I did know that there were states in Mexico. I didn't know that, but yeah, they're basically just the United States of Mexico.
Yeah, that's basically what their name is, but that's not what anybody calls them. Yep. We just call them Mexico.
Right. That's pretty cool. All right, mine. We're going to talk about Disneyland. I know we talked about Disneyland a couple times before on the Did You Know Show, but not like this. Did you know that one man visited Disneyland for 2,995 days in a row?
No job, I guess. Millionaire? What's no, the so guy he actually, the place that many days
he actually
in a row?
Did. It's a pretty cool story. So Jeff writes, he's a big Disney fanatic, 49 years old when he began this, by visiting the happiest place on earth, as it's coined, for almost 3,000 days in a row. Now, the streak ended when the pandemic began in 2020.
Oh, dang.
Because Disneyland shut down.
Yeah.
But it began on New Year's Eve in 2011.
So it was
old. And it continued for 8 years, 3 months, and 13 days.
Dang.
So his original plan was to spend every day of 2012 at the park, because it was a leap year, so Wrights liked the idea of being able to visit 366 times in 1 year. Because you'd be like, how do you even do that? There's not even that many days, right? But then once he had so much fun in 2012, he decided to keep it going in 2013. And then he continued that into 1,000 days and was so close to getting to 3,000 days before his last consecutive visit was March 13th. Of 2020.
It wasn't even his fault that it stopped.
Right. And writes, so his background is he works nearby Disneyland in Long Beach. So he would drive and arrive at Disneyland between 4:30 and 5 p.m. and would be there for 3 to 5 hours every evening until it closed.
Huh. I guess when you come up with some New Year's resolutions, that's a heck of a New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
And he actually stuck to it for a long time.
Yeah, for not just 1 year, but for 8 years.
There you go. So, that's pretty crazy.
Yes, that's some dedication there from our friend Jeff Wrights. It's going to be hard to beat that record.
Yeah, it's going to be years. I mean, we just got over the COVID thing. So
if anybody's trying, they got to start up.
8 years to go. Yeah.
So that is our Did You Know Show today, talking about Disneyland and Mexico. Make sure you come on back tomorrow for another episode.